KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, January 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. USD women's basketball would hold the lead from start to finish on Saturday afternoon. They pick up a 72-65 road win at St. Thomas. USD's Molly Joyce and Angelina Robles would lead the way with 21 points each. Coyote women are now 12-5 on the year. They're 2-1 in the Summit League. They will host North Dakota coming up on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. The Coyote men would pick up their first conference win of the season Saturday night at home, defeating Denver by 10, 82-72. USD's Cameron Fenns finished with a career-high 23 points and 12 rebounds. Fenns was perfect in the second half, scoring 15 points on 6 of 6 shooting. Isaac Bruins also had 20 points, including a buzzer beater at halftime that tied the game at 37. The USD men are back at 500 at 9-9 overall on the season, 1-2 in the Summit League. They'll be back at home on Thursday nights when they take on Kansas City at 7 p.m. SDSU men's basketball, they were off over the weekend. They'll travel to Fargo this week. They take on North Dakota State Wednesday night at 7 p.m. SDSU wrestling finished second overall at the NWCA National Duels in Cedar Falls, Iowa, suffering their first duel loss of the season in the finals against Northern Iowa, 20-14. The Jackrabbits would pick up a 45-3 win over Campbell. They also defeated Central Michigan 28-10. SDSU wrestling ranked in the top 10 nationally. They're 8-1 on the year. They'll be at Utah Valley on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Harrisburg senior Gabby Zachariasen has been named the 2025 Gatorade South Dakota Volleyball Player of the Year. Zachariasen, a 6-foot outside hitter, led Harrisburg to a 35-2 record and a fourth straight Class AA state title in November. She finished the season with 523 kills, 215 digs, and 81 aces. Zachariasen headed to USD in Vermilion. She becomes just the second three-time Gatorade winner in state history. Minnesota Timberwolves rallied yesterday from a 19-point deficit. They beat San Antonio 104-103 last night at the Target Center. Anthony Edwards had 23 points. He made a key go-ahead floater with just 16 seconds left. Number one-ranked Indiana rolled into the national championship game with a 56-22 win on Friday nights at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta as they crush number 5-seed Oregon. Indiana now at 15-0. They'll take on the number 10-seed Miami in the college football national championship game. That is next Monday, January 19th, and that game will be played in Miami. All-star third baseman Alex Bregman has agreed to a 5-year deal worth $175 million with the Chicago Cubs. The 31-year-old Bregman spent last year with Boston after spending his first 9 seasons with Houston. Last year, Bregman missed a few games due to injury, played 114 games, still hit .273 with 18 home runs and 62 RBIs. A few area high school basketball games tonight. A doubleheader in Garrettson as the Mount Vernon Plankington boys and girls head to Garrettson. Avon girls host Gregory and the Bridgewater Emory boys travel tonight to Coleman Egan. Some Class AA basketball scores from Saturday on the girls' side. Number 3 Washington would defeat Pierre 55-22. Number 4 Aberdeen Central, they defeat Jefferson 60-38, and Harrisburg would defeat Huron 49-35. AA boys on Saturday, number 1 Sioux Falls Lincoln stays undefeated. They're now at 9-0 as they beat Rapid City Stevens 89-45. Number 2 Huron would go on the road. They would lose to a AA team for the first time this season. They lose to number 5 Harrisburg 72-69. And the Mitchell Colonels opponent tomorrow night, number 3 ranked Roosevelt, they defeated Rapid City Central on Saturday 78-36. Or sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.